Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, and we're so grateful that you have us on today. And we're excited to talk today with two community individuals who have partnered for a phenomenal scholarship campaign. Today we have Pastor Terry, who is from the Church of Love Faith Center, and he is the head pastor there, and he has announced, along with the Charles Finney School, a partnership of $100,000 put towards scholarships for the Charles Finney School for area Rochester prospective students. So we're excited to talk to him, along with Dr. Peter Birch. He's the Director of Development at the Charles Finney School. So we'll discuss this $100,000 gift that is going to match $100,000 raised by the Finney School and the community, and what it means for both the Church of Love Faith Center and the Charles Finney School, and of course, the community as a whole. So first of all, Pastor Terry, let's start with you. What is your position there at the Church of Love Faith Center, and what inspired you to get involved with the community in this respect to the tune of $100,000 and express such generosity toward the Charles Finney School and our Rochester community?
Thank you so much. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be here, privilege and an honor to be able to speak with you, and good to speak with you, Dr. Birch. It is wonderful. I am the senior pastor of the Church of Love Faith Center. And the Church of Love Faith Center was started by two wonderful people, the Bishop Greg Paris and Pastor Myra Paris, who are phenomenal people and very active within the community on the music scene as well as education. And they were both big on the arts and education. And so we have many students that attend the Church of Love Faith Center that also attend the Charles Finney School, and many families that are connected. And so we just thought that it would be a wonderful partnership, and it would be very, very beneficial and empowering for our community if we can partner with a school, a private school such as Charles Finney, who does an excellent job with educating our students within the community. And because of our connections through Bishop Greg and Pastor Myra Paris and our families that attend Church of Love Faith Center and students, we just thought it was a phenomenal idea to be able to invest to empower the students within our community.
Absolutely. And Dr. Birch, you're the Director of Development over there at Finney, and now you receive something like $100,000in scholarships for our community. How will this help students in the area that are interested in Finney, may have some financial restrictions? How will this help your school moving forward?
To start with, I was a teacher to Pastor Paris's son, Matt. So there was a connection here between members of the Church of Love Center and Finney. And so this is actually a matching gift of $100,000. And as soon as Finney reaches the goal of $100,000, then the match will take place. And we will have $200,000 invested towards scholarships.
Wow.
So yes indeed, that is a phenomenal gift. We are so thankful for the team at Church of Love Faith Center and the scholarship fund that is in the name of Bishop Gregory and Pastor Myra Paris.
And Pastor Terry, this in these times, especially economically, it has to be difficult to take a leap of faith and invest in your community. But why now is it more important than ever to take this leap of faith, especially for our future students in the Rochester area?
That's one great point. Yes, many, all of us, especially in the times that we're living in, dealing with this pandemic and then the economic crisis that many of us are having, yes, it was a leap of faith, but as the church, that's what we do. We believe in God, and we believe that God can do the impossible. And so he makes the impossible possible. And so with us, you know, we believe that having a heart of generosity to help give to the community would bless the community. And so we just decided together to take a chance, and there were many families that have come and interviewed with us and spoken with us concerning the desire to attend the Charles Finney School, but was coming up short with the tuition. And so we just decided that in this time, dealing with the situation that we have on hand, the pandemic and other things that have come about during this season of our lives, that it was just the right thing to do at this time to help empower people within our community that desire to get a good education.
For sure. And Dr. Birch, Finney is, again, a phenomenal school in the area. What makes the education there superior to the alternative for these students, and why is getting into Finney such a desired thing to do?
Well, the Charles Finney School, of course, has a biblical basis, a Christian worldview, but there are other things. The Charles Finney School will probably max out currently at 500 students, and that could be one grade in a public school. Mm-hmm. So the Charles Finney School has a real family environment. Also, there's tons of opportunities, and since there's so few compared to the public school, most of these students are able to get into all these opportunities, sports, activities, choirs, music, you name it. And they have an opportunity. They're not going to be cut from the team, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so that's a real blessing as well. We also have at the Charles Finney School the Servant Leadership Institute, which allows students to travel around the world, around the United States, and do a lot of service projects in the Rochester area as well. And I should mention, this scholarship, the intention of this scholarship is to provide scholarships for students in the Rochester area, and especially students at the Church of Love Faith Center.
Okay, so Pastor Terry, as far as the students under your care there at your church, is that something that you see them also taking advantage of and hopefully being a part of the Finney School and taking advantage of all those great benefits?
Yes, that's the simple answer, yes. Yep.
How will that help them as they move forward and also help grow your church community as well?
Well, one of the philosophies that we have, and it was really passed down from Bishop Gregg, was to share your faith while building your future. You know, and so this is what we desire to teach. We want to be able to teach, as I said earlier, the belief in Jesus Christ and to believe that these students will have an opportunity to build a wonderful future. And so to bridge that gap, because sometimes you see a gap between faith and future. And, you know, we want to make sure that our students know that you can share your faith. You can be a man or a woman of faith, but also work in business, work in government, work in the marketplace, work in education, work in all these areas, and you don't have to be concerned with having a Christian foundation.
And that's what the Finney School does, correct, Dr. Birch? I mean, you're preparing students both for life in this secular world, but also from your spiritual perspective, too. And that has to be a difficult balance to strike. But at this school, what kinds of activities, what kinds of curriculum do you have to try and strike that balance?
Well, at Finney School, of course, we're biblically based. That means we'll have a Bible class for all the students every week. Also, we have a weekly chapel where we have our teachers speak, or we even bring in speakers as well. And then we get into the missions where we're taking the good news of the gospel. We have been to Africa and Haiti and Mexico and 42 states in the United States. And we just are always reaching out. And it gives a great opportunity for students to get on airplanes and get in vans and just drive around helping people, serving people, and sharing the good news. And some good news, we have already met $67,000.
Wow.
Towards the goal of $100,000. And so $100,000 at Finney could fund, on the average, about 52 scholarships. Mm. So the average scholarship is about $1,900. Mm-hmm. It ranges. So, but with the partnership with Church of Love Faith Center, then that comes to $200,000. Half of that is invested, and the other part is put right into action.
Okay, so instead of, you know, having those 52 scholarships, we're looking at now more than that, closer to 100, with $50,000 more that goes directly to those scholarships too. So that's really phenomenal numbers. And again, finally, this is for both Pastor Terry and you. Let's start with Pastor Terry though. How can we get involved, and how can we help reach that number of 100,000 to activate, so to speak, that matching gift?
Generosity, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart to donate, please feel free to donate, and let's get involved, and let's take some action on empowering our students within this community.
For sure, and Pastor Terry as well. You talk about faith during these times, and this may be a very difficult time. And what do you say to someone who is maybe struggling financially or having doubts about their financial security in the future? What does investing in our future with these scholarships do for you, both individually as personal, you know, gratification, but also for our future?
There's a scripture that simply says, if you give, then it shall be given back to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing shall man give into your bosom. And so I like to view it this way, that with our generosity, we're displaying the character of God. And so if we give, just like the biblical story of the little lad that gave 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread that fed a whole community, that if we give, then God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And that faith of giving back into your bosom is we'll also find opportunities and favorite situations and doors that only the Lord can open and only the Lord can provide is the experience that the giver will have.
Yeah, and Dr. Birch, same question to you as far as taking this leap of faith, in, especially in these difficult times.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting concept here where the families that send their students to Finney also pay taxes for the public school. And so that's another aspect of where the generosity is a great blessing, because it's very difficult to pay your taxes, especially in New York, and also at the same time pay your tuition for a private school. And so that's why we're reaching out. The way you could really help us is $33,000. That's how much we have left. You can give that money, you know, designate it to the scholarship by sending the money to the Church of Love Faith Center or to the Charles Finney School directly. You can give at finneyschool.org/give, and we'll put it right to the scholarship fund.
Okay, again, that's finneyschool.org/give, correct? And $33,000, if you got that lying around, phenomenal. But otherwise, many hands make light work too, right?
And correct.
Looking for the community here to pitch in.
Well, correct.
Dr. Birch, thank you very much for joining us from the Charles Finney School, and Pastor Terry as well, from the Church of Love Faith Center. Unbelievable generosity and gift that you have here, and I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This has been Rochester Speaks. Thank you again for joining us. That was, again, Pastor Terry from the Church of Love Faith Center, and they are matching $100,000 raised for the Charles Finney School, and we're so excited to support them in their efforts. And Dr. Peter Birch as well from the Charles Finney School. He's the Director of Development there. So thank you both for joining us. And again, if you would like to pitch in and support this great campaign, finneyschool.org/give is how you do that. That's finneyschool.org/give. $67,000 down, but $33,000 more to go to activate that extra $100,000 pitched in by the Church of Love Faith Center. And you can also give directly to the Charles Finney School for this campaign, or also to the Church of Love Faith Center, and those funds will be forwarded and be part of that $100,000.